One day, Blessed Mother Teresa picked up a child off the street and took him to the children's home of the Missionaries of Charity in Calcutta. Mother Teresa gave him a bath, clean clothes, food, and a warm bed. But the next day, the child ran away. Fortunately, he was quickly found and brought back to the children's home, but once again, he ran away. So Mother Teresa said to the other sisters, "Please follow that child. See where he goes when he runs away." So when he ran away the third time, the sisters followed the boy, and they found the child under a tree with his mother. The mother had put two stones under a small earthenware vessel and was cooking something she had picked up from the garbage can. One of the sisters asked the child, "Why did you run away from home?" And the boy replied, "But this is my home, because this is where my mother is." "But this is my home, because this is where my mother is." And Mother Teresa reflects on this experience. She says, home is where the mother is. Mother was there. That was home. That the food was taken from a garbage can was all right because the mother had cooked it. It was the mother who hugged the child, the mother who wanted the child, and the child had its mother. Home is where the mother is. There is nothing like coming home to mom's fried chicken gravy and pumpkin pie. There is nothing like coming home to mom's homemade waffles. There's nothing like coming home to those crisp, clean sheets that smell like mom hung them outside in the clothesline to dry. There is nothing like coming home to mom when you have the flu or a cold. There is nothing like coming home to mom who always loves you unconditionally, no matter what. Home is where the mother is. And because Jesus is our brother, Mary is our mother. And because our mother is here, the church is our home. We've been coming back to church a lot in the last week, but we don't mind because this is our home. Mary's children may not always be perfect. We may not always practice compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, forgiveness, and love perfectly like Mary, but this is still our home. Even though we're trying, Mary loves us unconditionally, no matter what. Some of the shepherds may have made some big mistakes. Some of the sheep have made some big mistakes. But this is our home, because our mother is here, and our brother Jesus is here. You will not find the body and blood of Jesus anywhere else. You will not find the love, honor, and respect for our mother anywhere else. Home is where the mother is. And Blessed Mother Teresa reflects, mothers make the home a center of love. Mothers make the home a center of love. And Mary makes our home, the church, a center of love, where Jesus, love in the flesh, is the center of our lives. Sometimes we might take for granted all that Mary, our mother, does for us. Sometimes we might take for granted all that she does for making her son the center of our homes and our lives. Because if we look over the past year, we can reflect that never, ever, never, ever was it known that anyone who fled to her protection, implored her help, or sought her intercession was left unaided. And so with humble gratitude for such a dear mother, we continue to fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen.